Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, everybody from around the world. This is Reverend Karen L. Heasley from the Spiritual Path Spiritualist Church, and we would like to welcome you all to our divine service this morning. So sit back, relax, and we hope in some way that this service will inspire you and give you comfort. Thank you. I'd like to turn the service over now to Reverend Pam Lemon.
Thank you, Reverend Karen. We'll start with the seven principles of spiritualism. The first, the fatherhood of God. Second, the brotherhood of man. Third, the communion of spirits and the ministry of angels. Fourth, the continuous existence of the human soul. Fifth, personal responsibility. Sixth, compensation and retribution hereafter for all the good and evil deeds done on earth. And seventh, eternal progress open to every human soul. Thank you.
Thank you. And now I would like to turn the service over to Reverend Marilyn Fair. Well, she will do our healing part of the service.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to start with our healing prayer. Divine Spirit, please send the light of protection to all that need healing here and around the world. We ask that you stay near to us, keeping us safe. We ask that your light shine down upon us, giving us the strength and faith to overcome the obstacles that were placed on our path. Divine Spirit, we ask that you send healing to those who are in need of help today. We ask that your healing light surrounds us and makes us whole again. Let your light, love, and power restore us to perfect health. Amen. Now I want you to think of a loved one, a friend, a relative, or even your pet that needs healing today. You may also send healing to the world. At this time, you may send healing to everyone risking their own lives to save others. And you may need help today yourself, and that is okay. As you are sending healing or asking for healing for yourself, know that your healing thoughts matter. Know that you matter. You may now think of them and yourself as safe, protected, and healed. Know that the universe, the divine, surrounds them, protects them, and keeps them safe, as well as yourself. Know that you are loved. Know that your loved ones, your friends and relatives, pets, and the world are now surrounded by God's love. Now I'm going to talk about a very successful animal healer. His name is George William Tompkins. He was well known in the 1950s. Margaret McCartney tells the story of how she took her sick dog to Tompkins for healing. She had a hard time believing that anyone could heal animals. But the dog was making her a nervous wreck. His hair fell out. He had bald spots on his body. And she was desperate, and she tried everything. Nothing worked for the poor dog. She felt foolish taking her dog there to Tompkins' home. The dog didn't like being around strangers, but went willingly to George. George Tompkins stroked the dog a few times. and handed the dog back to Margaret. She asked him the fee, and he said there is no fee. Was he for real, she thought. There was also a journalist that did some investigating herself. She saw letters from pet owners. She found that he had treated over 15,000 pets. He also did absent healing. There were even letters from veterinarians asking for help. There were many cures. A spaniel, blind for 6 months, now seeing. A poodle, completely bald for 4 years, now with fur. George Tompkins was the oldest of 10 children. The gift of healing began when he was young, curing his pet mice. As an adult, he learned that his mother and two of his brothers were sitting in a spiritualist circle. After that, he had several sittings with prominent mediums. He was told he did have the gift of healing. Slowly, the request for animal healings began. George Tompkins healed many animals around the world. He was very successful at it. He also didn't take a fee. This was another healer that worked for the good of all.
Thank you, Reverend Marilyn Fair. Now I'm going to turn the service over to Reverend Ashley Al. She's going to do the homily.
Thank you, Reverend Karen. Good morning, everyone. I hope this November day finds everyone thankful that they were able to get out of bed and tune in, even if you are in your PJs. Before this service today, we were talking about how beautiful the weather is going to be. It's going to be up to in the high of the 70s, and I'm thankful. I was asked by my pastor my opinion on A Life of Giving Thanks. Well, there is a book out there that sells for $29.95, and it goes into 4 sessions on this topic. But I would like to weigh in on my own meaning. Today, you will be hearing a lot of I's versus the normal we. I know Infinite Spirit is allowing me to expand my growth mentally and spiritually by providing me with the appropriate tools I need. It may be through books, interactions with others, prayer, meditation, thus allowing me to grow accordingly. I believe my personal life experiences, my free will, and my faith are preparing my spirit for the next plane, also known as the Summerland. For this, I am forever thankful. At times, I feel overwhelmed at individuals and experiences that God has brought me into my life through challenges and accomplishments. I have dropped many times to my knees throughout my life when my heart has been filled with gratitude, and especially when my heart has ached and I have cried out for the answers and I continue to search and pray for positivity and the lessons I need to learn. I pray that I receive the knowledge and true wisdom to use that knowledge for the highest good for humanity, to open their hearts, to feel the amazement and the beauty of divinity's love. I am very appreciative for all that has been bestowed upon me, good and bad. I am forever grateful for the opportunity to stop each day and to notice the joy Spirit has to offer. I am forever in debt for my little world as I raise my fingers to use quote signs around my little world. But there is a big world out there, and it continues to go on with God's loving guidance out into the universes. Father God has truly blessed me with all the wonderments of life. infinite spirit has allowed me to experience so much in such a short span. And I'm just waiting for the next season to be discovered. I have been blessed through my experiences, such as all the different kinds of love. The love of chocolate and hot apple dumplings. The love of books and history. There is love of nature and love of God's glorious wonders. I have felt the love and trust of true friends and the love of fur babies. I have been blessed to experience true love and to receive and give the love of a mother. There's an ultimate love known as unconditional love. I feel the greatest love is when one would be willing to give their own life for another. There are so many different types of love, including the love of faith and Father God. I am thankful humanity is able to experience love, joy, and happiness, to be able to feel passion, amazement, jaw-dropping wonderment, and awe. I feel there is so much to be thankful for, including emotions of sadness, anger, and bitterness. To experience hopefulness and to learn forgiveness. To experience life and to experience grief. For when you feel grief, you know you have experienced love. All these emotions make up each of our lives, not just mine, yours also. We each need to realize without the bad emotions and experiences, one cannot truly appreciate the good. These challenges and diversities allow us to celebrate and be thankful throughout our lives for the good. Most people strive for goals. We are taught when we are young that goals are important. I think you all will agree with me. An education, a career, home, family, and advancement in life. These are all sought after. As we age, we realize that materialistic items do not matter. Life focuses more on family, health, daily functionings, and God. My family is one of my greatest assets that God has given me. They have molded me into who I am. We may not always agree with each other because we each have our own opinions, and we each are unique. We are a diversified family created by God, and I highly value each of them. I am grateful for what we do share with each other through all the challenges, diversities, illnesses, celebrations, family dinners, and life itself. We each are there for each other. We realize no one is perfect, and God gave each of us free will. Everyone is unique and has something to offer. My faith is also who I am. I believe that everyone has a purpose and is intertwined through natural law. The divinity is in all of us, as we each strive for oneness. God has made me realize and understand that there are many alternatives to reach an objective. Humanity just needs to understand that also. Everyone wants to be right, when in reality, there are many different avenues. We all serve a purpose. Just the other day, the topic my family and I discussed was an issue on funeral services. May I ask why so many people are fearful to discuss this issue? I am grateful my family is open about the subject. It is part of life. I also know life is very precious, life and death, and we should not be afraid to talk about it. I am thankful we as a family could discuss the blessings of one's physical life ending and a spiritual life continuing. As we take our thoughts and characteristics with us onto our next journey, we each had our own thoughts on the process and were able to voice and share them with each other while honoring and respecting each other's opinions with love for one another. This I was grateful for. I was honored that my family was able to find the light in such a conversation, the beauty in life and death, the continuous growth of our spirituality, a life of giving thanks for God, family, and friends. In the Encyclopedia of Biblical Spiritualism, I quote, "Death is victory over mortality," end of quote. A victory. I feel we need to make each day a living victory, to live life and be victorious and with thanksgiving, to appreciate each day and to open our hearts as God shows beauty and light. To allow ourselves to feel the love that is, and to allow it to surround us and fill our being. We need to ask the angels of light to light our pathway and our crossroads. I ask that each of you listening to fill your hearts with true love, real love. We need to learn to love ourselves and to share our light with others. For a life of giving thanks is truly love in itself. I thank Infinite Spirit for each of you and ask that your life be filled with abundance of blessings. God bless each of you, and may you each be filled with the beauty of love and light. Thank you, Reverend Karen.
Thank you, Reverend Ashley Ash. And now I'm going to turn the end of the service over to Reverend Pam Lemon. She is going to do the closing prayer.
Thank you. Our closing prayer is called Awareness and Guidance by Light Spirit. Spirit of love and light, mystery of infinite intelligence beyond our comprehension, we lift our hearts in praise, in joy, and in thanksgiving. As we open our consciousness to a greater awareness of the world of spirit, help us to grasp that we are part of a universe far more complex than we can imagine, that all things are interrelated, that with every challenge we encounter, we are never alone. As we look to spirit for help in getting what we think we need, help us to keep our focus on the forest and not the trees, to request that which is for our highest good, and to leave the details up to spirit. We turn our lives over to the direction of spirit, knowing that if we quiet our minds and listen for the still, small voice, it will always be there to guide us. and we are grateful. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Lemon. Well, that does conclude our service, but I do want to mention a few things before we sign off. One of them is we're still having the blanket drive, so if you have a blanket, make sure to drop it off at the church, and that's running through the month of November. I also would like to take a minute to send healing out to everybody that listens to us. It is greatly appreciated. And also, we had our first gathering circle on last Wednesday. And so if others would like to join, that is perfectly fine. Anybody who feels that they need to come and sit with us at this circle or gathering is more than welcome. Please send me an email at spiritualpath1@yahoo.com, and I will give you the instructions of how to get into the meeting. And I hope that this service has helped you and inspired you in some way and lifted you up for the rest of your week. And I would also like to dedicate this service to Victoria Woodhull. She was a spiritualist, and she ran for United States president in 1872 against Ulysses S. Grant. So I would like to have the service dedicated to her. So I would like to say God bless you all, and I hope that we have helped you in some way. And remember, you are never, never alone out there, never. If you need to call, by all means call the church, send me an email, and I will always be here to listen to you, whatever it may be. And with that, I would like to say God bless you all, and take care.